Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
Is the Lord who died for me, is the Lord who set me free, is the Lord who paid my penalty on the cross of Calvary. Is the Lord who rose again to give me life and victory, and I will praise his matchless name through eternity.
Thank you, choir, for that good singing. We're thankful for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his precious name, for there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We must trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We're glad for the letters we received from Bible Clubbers this week, too, and we hope you'll keep them coming. It's very important that we hear from you and know which station you listen to the Children's Bible Club on. And it's very important also that, if possible, you join that family of Bible Clubbers who sends gifts and help support the Bible Club. Now, I hope to hear from you this week. Write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. We hope you'll write. And we do hope you pray for this children's ministry. And now here's the choir.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Like father, like son. When that wicked King Ahab died, Ahaziah, his son, rose to the throne in his place. But he was certainly no better king than his father, for the word of God says that he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father and in the way of his mother. He served Baal, he worshipped the false gods, and did all the more to provoke the Lord God to anger. Oh, it was sad to have a king that would be so evil over God's people and lead them into false worship instead of in the way of the Lord. And Ahaziah was in his house upstairs one day, proud king that he was, and somehow or another he had an accident and fell right down through the lattice of the upper story of his house. And my, he must have been hurt quite badly, because he was in bed for a long time. Perhaps he had internal injuries, because he just was in bed and he couldn't get well. He lay there day after day, and soon he got discouraged and then despondent, and finally he feared for his very life, wondered if he ever was going to get out of bed or not. And then in his desperation he called his messengers in one day, and he said, "Go down to Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, and inquire there whether I'm ever going to get well or not." And so the messengers hurried down further down the country to Ekron. But on the way, God spoke to his servant and his prophet Elijah. And he said, "Elijah, go down and meet those messengers from Ahaziah, and speak my word, and give them my message." And Elijah was always quick to obey God, and so he met those messengers who were in such a hurry, and he said, "How come you have to go down to Ekron? How come you have to go down to inquire of that false god Beelzebub?" "I know why. It's because there's no God in Israel." Oh, what a message that was. He said, "You needn't go any further, 'cause I'll tell you what the Lord's message is about Ahaziah. You just turn around and go tell your master that he's not going to get well. He's never gone down from the bed that he's in right now." Oh, what a dreary, what an awful message to have to deliver. But they knew, they felt inside that Elijah was telling them the truth, and they turned right around and hurried right back to the palace to tell King Ahaziah the message. It wasn't a joyful message they had to deliver. It was a message of fearful doom, but they were faithful. But Ahaziah realized something was wrong, because they got back too soon. They hadn't had time to go all the way to Ekron. What could be the matter? He said, "How is it you've returned so soon?" And they said, "Oh, we met a man, King, on the way, and he said for us to come back and tell you that you never were going to get well. He said, how come you had to go way down and inquire of Beelzebub? He said, was it because there wasn't a God in Israel?" And then, King, he gave us the bad news, that you never were going to get out of your bed. You never were going to get well. Ahaziah lay there, and he looked at him. "Tell me what that man looked like." And they said, "Well, he was a large, hairy man. He had a leather girdle on around him. I knew it. It's Elijah the Tishbite, that servant of God, that prophet of God. I knew it was he." And oh, he was angry. Well, say, the message that he gave the king seemed like a hard one, all right. But when you think about it, it was really a merciful one. Because if Ahaziah had received the warning as he should, if he'd humbled his heart, if he'd repented of his sin, if he'd admitted his need, if he'd realized and admitted that he'd turned away from the true and living God and had served false gods and that sin had brought it all on, God might have delivered him. God might have made him well. But he didn't repent of anything. He only hardened his heart all the further and said, "I'm going to get that old prophet." And immediately he called in one of his officers who had 50 soldiers, and he said, "Go out there, and I want you to get Elijah, and I want you to bring him back." And so the 50 soldiers and their captain went down to where Elijah was sitting up on a hill, and they said, "Come down quickly, O man of God, the king's ordered it." And Elijah looked at him and said, "If I'm a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and all your 50 soldiers." And before he hardly got the word out of his mouth, just like a lightning bolt from heaven, fire came down and consumed all 51 of them. 51 men dead. But that didn't satisfy Ahaziah. He still wasn't sorry, and 51 men didn't mean anything to him, so he sent another troop and another officer with the same message. And they said, the officer said, "O man of God, come down quickly." He wanted to come down before fire got him. But Elijah said, "If I'm a man of God, let fire come down and consume you all." And it did, just like the first 50. Now Ahaziah still didn't relent, and he still didn't repent. He wasn't sorry. He wasn't concerned about his men's lives, let alone his sin. And he ordered a third troop to go after Elijah. But this officer was humble, and he fell on his face before Elijah. He said, "Oh, Elijah, please, 2 other troops have been destroyed, and their officers, please spare my life and the lives of these men. Please come down to the king." And Elijah got word from the Lord, and the Lord said, "It's okay, Elijah, go on." And so Elijah went down the mountain with this man. But you know, Ahaziah died just like God prophesied. Just like God said, he never did bow his knee and humble his heart to the Lord. Oh, what an opportunity he had to repent. You know, when Jesus tells us that we're sinners and that we need to repent of our sin and come to him for salvation and deliverance from hell, it sounds hard, but really it's merciful. Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sin, and so you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to suffer for your sin and bear the penalty. If you'll open up your heart today and repent of your sin and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you, he'll do it and give you eternal life. Don't harden your heart. Don't turn away from God. Come to Jesus for salvation today. And now God bless you. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week. And be sure to tell your best friend to listen, too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.